up and running. Mnuchin is encouraging businesses to go to their lenders to apply for loans of up to $10 million that have interest rates of just 1%.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice string of days underway. Today, the warm-up continues. High temperature up near 80. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. Tonight, not quite as chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to 54. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, look for a high in the low 80s. Sunday will be closer to the mid-80s. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances not zero, but under 20%. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return. High temperatures will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lake Martin Community Hospital confirms it's treating six patients with COVID-19 from an Alexander City nursing home. Hospital officials say the patients from Chapman Healthcare Center are all in stable condition. The Alabama Department of Public Health is ramping up coronavirus testing across the state. Officials are setting up one-day drive-through testing clinics at the Bullock, Lowndes, and Tallapoosa County Health Departments. You must contact the health department ahead of time to set up an appointment. And Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another injured. The shooting happened Wednesday night at the intersection of Polk and Cherry Street. Police say they have not made any arrests. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The Home Depot is here to help. And we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle too. Time bombs in the lives of man. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. Ivan's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal, and something more, stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land, each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. 2793.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. 73 degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
No crazy today. Man, we got a bunch to talk about here. Summer is down 400 points. This is kind of a historic day here in lovely Montgomery, Alabama. EMA has said no more than 10 people, was 25, now they're down to 10. Can be in a grocery store at one time. When by Publix on Zelda Place, counted 35 people in line, meaning 10 were in the store. So if it takes the 10 in front of you and the 10 in front of them, takes them 30 minutes, that means you're going to be sitting there for basically an hour, hour and a half, depending on when the 10 went into the grocery store. You know, Joey, and for the audience out there, you guys are watching something historic here.
Yeah.
You're watching stupid government. Now, here's the questions I would ask if I'm in the press corps and Governor Kay Ivey stands up there. Governor, how many people in the grocery business did you talk to about how they could accommodate your EMA alert to take a big public building that's probably 15,000 square feet under roof and only allow 10 people in there at a time? What did you ask them the impact of that would be, and how did you ask them would they cope with this? You know what? She didn't do that. You can tell by driving by a grocery store and looking and seeing what's happening. Hey, let me give you some suggestions. First of all, this is going to change. It's one of those dynamic changes here. You know how you can call Fresh Market, you can call Walmart, and you can order online and drive up and pick it up? I'd be doing that like crazy.
Yeah.
And why did they not do that for this? Why did they not say you can do online shopping or bring your list to us, hand it to a store employee. Store employee will go down the list. They know where everything is. And so they're not kind of looking around and trying to wonder where the coffee is. They know where everything is. And let them go get it, get a basket, ring it up, take a credit card, and hand you a receipt for it while you sit in your car. If the object of the game is not to have people in a building together, they're standing in damn line together. I mean, they're worried that I'm going to go down aisle number three going north when somebody's coming down aisle number three going south.
Right.
That's what they're worried about. So here's another remedy. What everybody does, they get a glass of ammonia. Somebody walks by and you throw the ammonia. Oh, no. Get away from me. This is crazy. And then I went by bike. So Regents Bike on McGee Road has got the drive-through window, which is the only thing you can get at a bike, drive-through, and you can't go into the lobby.
Right.
It's wrapped around the building. The Winfrey's parking lot is packed. The Publix parking lot basically is packed for a typical day of Publix. Walmart is unbelievable. It is, I mean, they're way out there in Walmart. This is absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. And it's one of those things, just like what she did to the hair business and everything else.
Right.
She didn't think through this, just like the unemployment. She didn't think through this thing.
And I really feel for those who have to shop for others. You've got a whole household. You know, I'm a single guy. I can kind of make do for a long time.
We can eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Right, we can order things. Like, I mean, I can make do for quite a lot of time without much. I feel, though, for a larger family. I can't imagine what they're going through right now. Oh, my goodness.
Well, and what if you're doing your extended family? What if you're shopping for your mother or father? You know, what do you do with that? And the concept, folks, I mean, you don't need to go run on the bikes. But the fact that the governor did this is, and let me tell you, this is what happens when you put too much power in somebody's hand under the auspices of an emergency. It is nuts. I mean, you better show me some damn clinical evidence that a grocery store was some hot spot for COVID-19, that all of a sudden this rampant increase we've had is because we ought to call it Publix 19. It's because people are going to the grocery store? I mean, I've been to the grocery store probably four times since this thing has happened. I've not been coughed on. I've not, you know, when I'm talking to somebody, I'm talking to them at 6 feet away. And this just did nothing but put panic out there. And you've got to get MPD and put them at a grocery store? That is under the heading of, that was a stupid decision. Man. Unbelievable. Abby better do these press conferences where she's taking questions by mail.
And the last time I went to Publix, I usually went early in the morning, right when they opened, and people were practicing common sense. People were keeping their distance from one another. But then also the store employees were doing everything. Like, I walked in, she goes, all the carts have been wiped down, sir. I'm like, thank you for that. Like, they're making sure as people would get into line to check out, people were keeping their distance. Like, you just have to tell folks, hey, these are the rules. And stores are already following general ideas, but now we got to enforce this stringently?
Think how big the interior of a grocery store is.
Right.
It's huge. I want Kay Ivey to go put her track shoes on and start running laps around the grocery store. How many laps can you do, Governor? Can you make it a half of one? Okay, I'm not going to make you run because of your age and the fact that you're so fragile. Let's do walking. Let's do speed pace walking. How many times can you walk around the exterior aisles of a grocery store before you get winded? This is just absolutely bozo nuts. And a grocery store could do, I mean, they could go, bring your list to us, and Publix could be a hero. Bring your list, we'll go out and go pick it up for you, we'll bag it, we'll bring it to you. You'll have a telephone number there if there's any problems, and we'll kind of do that. And then have a big old chart outside the store going, serving number one. Serving number one. Think how fast a grocery store employee could do it compared to me walking in and trying to say, oh, crap, I'm not going to be able to get in here for another week. Right. So I got to go buy everything. This is like beyond dumb. Beyond dumb. Let me go to a break. I should have brought some Corona here with me. Let me go to a break. Steve, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Supporting local business.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Guys, I made a major faux pas, but I want to correct it. I want to explain to you why I thought it was. This was not the governor that's doing this. This is the mayor of our beloved city, Stephen Reed. So I get it to Steve. Steve's a young guy, right? So I get it. Stephen needs to be running laps around the aisle. Because what I got was order the state health office suspending certain public activities. And what he did is he took that and extrapolated it over to the city. So this is not the state. This is the city. But Stephen Reed has created a little friggin' panic out there. Good job, Stephen. Good job. Man.
Essentially enforcing that 25 or 10 people or less rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His the recommendation, he's enforcing it. He's got runs on bikes. He's got people standing in line. I'm talking to somebody that's over in Auburn. They're saying everything's fine over there. So I'm going to go shopping in Auburn. Go see Abby.
He's nice.
Go see Abby.
I gave him a ride in my rickshaw once.
Did you?
Yeah. I was part of the parade.
You were part of the parade?
Yeah, it was like Miss Auburn and Abby sitting in my rickshaw carriage.
So which one was cuter?
Oh, Miss Alabama. Or Miss Auburn, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, Dan.
Good afternoon.
Well, you know, every politician should be required that has any authority whatsoever over more than one person to take a crisis management course.
Bingo.
It would do them well because in a time of crises, there's certain things that you do. And you start delegating things that you don't have an expertise in. And I can't tell you how many times I've sat in meetings with politicians, and they didn't have a clue about the nuts and bolts.
Yeah. It's a simple cause and effects lesson.
Exactly. And, I mean, you know, the stores have shelves separating, large shelves separating the aisles. They've got store frontage, large store frontage that you could bring stuff out and have employees that you don't want to lay off. I mean, it's like yesterday. I went and picked up my Boston butt over at Sweet Creek.
All right. And How was it?
It was that, oh my gosh, that meat fell off the bone.
Isn't that great? I tell you, he puts crack cocaine in there.
Whatever he puts in there,
it's working.
My dog about killed me trying to get it home. He was panting. I thought I had a female dog in the back.
Okay, see, if you put a Boston butt in the back seat with your dog, I'm going to question your intelligence a little bit.
Well, it's a sport utility vehicle, so I thought it was safe putting in the very back.
Oh, no, the dog's on to you.
Yeah, he's smarter than I am, evidently. And then he got into my whiskey sour mix.
Oh, no. You know,
so then I had a bigger mess. So,
but yeah, I can set the dog in the back. Keep your eyes on the road, and then you see his butt coming over the seat. Man.
I kept seeing his tail wag, you know what I'm saying? Man, that dog, he's on to something. But anyway, Reed had his, they got it set up good over there. I mean, you're in, you're out, you get it. There's proper spacing. It's done in an orderly fashion. And, I mean, I just don't understand why we have to panic.
Yeah.
Crises are crises, but somebody that's managed them before, somebody that understands how to distribute, sort things, get things done during a crisis, turn it over to them and let them do it.
There you go.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Steve. By the way, there's not a line at Sweet Creek Farm Market. You can go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market, and you can go inside and get peppers and potatoes and things to eat. You can get carry out. You can get the Boston butt. They got the chicken for $5, which I had last night, which was outstanding, by the way. Great smoky flavor to it. But you can go do that right now at and find Reed Ingram. Tell him you're a Dan Moore Show listener. He may give you something nice. Let's go to Jonathan. There are no lines down there, guys.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
It is getting more crazier in Montgomery than what I've ever seen it get crazy.
I know. This is nuts. People in line at banks, in line at grocery stores, they're worried that the damn mayor is going to close everything down.
I'm going to tell you, I do Uber Eats and Postmates, and Dan, I'm going to tell you, last Friday, I could get in and out of a line with getting the food for people, but in about 5 to 10 minutes. Now I'm having to sit for about 30 minutes to just get their food where I can get it to them. And people that I'm taking food to are working, and their lunch break is almost over with by the time I get to them.
Go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market and get them lunch. I'm serious. I am dead serious.
And they do Uber Eats, let them know that we can easily go over there and get it also.
There you go. Well, let me tell you something. What people are going to do, they're going to realize this is a city thing, and they're going to drive over to Wetumpka, to Prattville, and they're going to shop there. Stephen Reed, that is stupid.
I agree with you. And yesterday's press conference, I knew when he had his press conference, and you could tell that he was about to go full-blown stupid, and that's what he had done today.
Man.
Over at Food Outlet, I went in there earlier. I went to Piggly Wiggly on Atlanta Highway, and I had the police there. So I said, let me go over to Food Outlet. Maybe it won't be near busy. I go over there, no cops in sight, no nothing. Go in, get right out, and everybody doing normal stuff over at Food Outlet. I don't know what's going on.
How many people were in the store at one time?
About 30, 40.
Well, they didn't get the memo, but let me tell you something. This is where civil disobedience would look really good right now. This is what's called tyrannical government.
So, I don't know why Stephen Reed has gone this stupid and not paying attention to what the governor is actually telling him to do.
Well, I want the clinical evidence that he shows the city, the citizen of Montgomery, why he needs to do this. I mean, did we look at the cases in Montgomery and found all of them were grocery shoppers? I mean, I'm telling you that, I just knowing what I know about common sense, that isn't the case.
I agree with you there, Dan. Have you seen the video of Sam?
I haven't seen Sam's. I've seen Walmart and Chantilly.
Sam's is apparently the worst.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Go on Facebook, Dan, and look at the video of Sam's, and you're going to be like, wow.
Well, it seems, and I'm not saying this despairingly, yes I am, but it seems like the lower income you are, the more this is like driving you crazy.
So, yeah, I'm just going to let you know that it's gone.
But let me tell you something. My damn dogs ain't going hungry, Stephen Reed. I'm driving to Prattville and getting his dog food.
I agree with you, and I'll be in Prattville later on this afternoon, and I don't know if I'll be coming back. That's what we should do.
We should have a caravan to Prattville.
I do not know if I'm coming back to Montgomery after all this craziness is over, Dan. So,
well, you take care. Be safe out there, okay?
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. Let's go to a break. Coming back, Tar Heel, right after this.
place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice string of days underway. Today, the warm-up continues. High temperature up near 80. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. Tonight, not quite as chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to 54. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, look for a high in the low 80s. Sunday will be closer to the mid-80s. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances not zero, but under 20%. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return. High temperatures will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
I wonder if the mayor discussed this with Mac McCloud and people like that. I'm going to guess not. Unbelievable. Let's go to Tar Heel. Tar Heel.
Hey, Dan.
How are you on this Friday?
I'm doing great. I really am. Just trying to, you know, keep everybody safe. Well, what I wanted to say is I went out yesterday, I had to go grocery shopping. I needed to go by Lowe's and some other place. And doing all that already took me way longer than it needed to.
Yeah.
And so now with this bull that Stephen Reed is pulling, I will go to Prattville because it will be quicker and shorter for me to go to Prattville and do what I need to do than it would be to go out to these places in Montgomery where it's so strict.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. If you're going to, depending on, and remember, the two of us, particularly guys, we don't know where things are. And a grocery store employee knows where everything is.
Exactly.
And if you would just give them a list and say, go get these things for me, they could do it in a half of the time, particularly Absolutely. Men could do it.
Yeah, and I would also like to say, when I was out yesterday in Montgomery, people were following the rules. It's not like, I mean, I didn't come across anybody that wasn't thinking about staying away from people to the best of their ability. It's like, okay, we're not stupid. You know, we know this is serious. We can see it on TV. I don't need Stephen Reed kind of flexing his muscle there and making it harder on me and my family to do what we need to do.
Let me tell you something. There's a word that is missing in Stephen Reed's vocabulary, and that word is liberty. He does
Absolutely.
Not understand the liberty of an individual. And it's also, when you come from the government is all powerful family, then
yep.
this is the way you think about things.
Yep.
I mean, this is absolutely incredible what's kind of going on in our country. Well, I'm going to play some stuff from the Illinois governor who is demanding that the president do a national lockdown. And it's all these
crazy.
Big government people who know nothing but big government that think that government is the solution to the problem, not the individual. Let me tell you something. The people that are going to get us out of this deal are going to be individuals. It will not
You're
be government.
Absolutely.
It will
right.
be it'll be the guy who comes out with the cure, the vaccine. It'll be the nurses, the doctors. It'll be the people who are going to make decisions on a one-to-one basis on this stuff. They were doing government is needs to get the out of the way.
You're right. I agree 100%.
Hey, Tar Heel.
Yeah.
Did you watch that Duke North Carolina game?
When was it?
The last one.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, that's a shame.
Thankfully.
Yeah, you,
no,
got, you guys were whipping us. And then we
I
came
was
back.
At work.
We came back and tied it up at the end of the game, went into overtime, won it on the buzzer.
I heard, but I just couldn't. I had it taped, but I just couldn't bring myself to watch it.
You're a smart man. You're a smart man. But my alcohol consumption in that last 5 minutes in overtime was sky high.
I bet. Yeah, you know, that's typical for Carolina Duke.
Yep.
I graduated from there, and one of the games that I would go to back in 81, 82, something like that, worked just that way.
Yeah.
Nothing changes.
they replayed the Duke-Kentucky National Championship game 1992, or the playoff game 1992, when it's a triple overtime. That was a great game.
Yeah.
I knew how it turned out. It still was great. Tar Heel, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling
me. All right. Thank you, Daniel. Take care.
Thanks. Bo. Bo knows Talk Radio.
Hey, Bo. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bo.
Sorry, I'm a first-time caller.
Hey! Whoa.
Yeah.
Give me your month and day of birth.
February 9th.
Yeah, I'm behind you by 5 days. Well, how long have you been listening to the show?
Years.
What type of work do you do?
I've been listening. Uh-huh.
What type of work do you do?
Well, right now, I'm unemployed.
Have you applied for...
The company that I used to work for, which was a major media company in town, was sold. And when they were sold, they didn't sell my position with it.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, after 20 years.
Wow, you're not talking about WSFA, are you?
No, I'm talking about their parent company.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Bo. I hope you're collecting unemployment.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you a question about.
Sure.
My unemployment ran out recently. Is there any way that I can refile to take advantage of that $600 a week?
I do not. I've never been asked that question. I've never read anything about the answer to that question. I would give it a shot.
I'm gonna file and see what happens. I just thought you might know.
In all my reading I've done, that is not a question that I've seen in any of my stuff or an answer I've seen. Bo.
Well, that's okay.
Bo, I'm going
to
put your name in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket twice. We're going to do that drawing at at what time today?
2:30 to 2:45.
What's in that gift basket?
I do not know. Wine, steak,
$60 worth of anything you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. How about them apples?
That's great. We drove out there after listening to you one day and really enjoyed it.
It is great. They've got $5 half chickens and $25 Boston butts and two slabs of ribs for $25. You just need to give them a call. Go, just drive in.
Great prices.
I know. Let me tell you.
Thank you,
Bo. Listen in for the drawing, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Randy, Bye-bye. Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
way. Thank you. I just tuned into your show, and I take it that Stephen Reed has posted police officers at all the grocery stores now?
Yeah, what he's done is he's limiting the number of people who can be in a grocery store at one time down to 10 people.
And we just got a call off air saying somebody, he called the mayor's office saying, what is this? You're causing a panic out there, a run on a lot of different places. And they said, well, we're just enforcing the governor's order.
Yeah, and I've been sent the order. I've read the order. He's not. And he is the only, let's put it this way. He is the only cat in Alabama that's interpreting it this way. Nobody else is doing that. I wonder if he got on the phone and talked to other mayors. Hmm. See, this whenever somebody does something like this, you always have to ask the question, how did you come up to the solution, and what are the ingredients that you did to come up with this? He didn't pick up the phone and call the mayor of Birmingham or Tuscaloosa or Mobile or Huntsville. Todd Strange would have done that. I would have picked up the phone and called the governor and say, Governor, is this what you mean?
Is this a stunt by him to get some publicity?
I don't know what it is.
Governor one day.
Well, this ain't the way to win Montgomery County, I'll tell you that.
Okay, well, I appreciate the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, somebody just sent me an interpretation from the Alabama Department of Health on this thing, and he is using a very liberal interpretation of it. Tammy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, can you hear me?
Tammy, how are you? It's our time, Tammy.
Do what?
I can't hear you. And I said it's our Tammy.
Yes, it is. It is your prattle, Tammy.
There you go. How's the move going?
Oh, we're slowly getting there. The store's been busy, and I wanted you were talking about shopping in Prattville and your idea about giving a list to somebody and letting them go in. We are actually doing that at the feed store at Prattville Farm Center.
All right.
We're having a drive through.
So if I need my dog food, I need to come to you, huh?
We are open and nobody's coming in the front door, but we're having everybody come to the side, and we're coming out. And we're getting, if you need plants, you can look at the plants. But
will the plants look back at us, though?
They will. Got to be real.
There must be sunflowers.
We've got some really pretty plants, but we got vegetables and seeds and all those things. Great family projects to do right now.
I like that. Do this, Tammy. Tell people where you're located.
1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville. And we're about a third of a mile south from the Midtown McDonald's. But we've got dog food, horse, we got all kind of animal food. But I just wanted to let people know, I mean, to me, that's essential.
Yeah, horse food, absolutely.
But we are, easy, Dan, easy. You know, one little cough and everybody looks at you.
I know, they look at me strange.
But anyway, so, yeah, your concept that you were talking about, now, it's rough, and it can be a little slow, but I have found that we actually get orders more correct because we actually have lists. And if you don't know what you need, we're still available to talk outside. So, yeah, we're open. Montgomery, come see us. Other places in Prattville are open, and, you know, Come see Prattville. If the mayor of Montgomery wants to be like that, well, so be it. He's just digging a little grave.
There you go. I just got, you know, he has not done anything with first responders. Where Todd Strange and others went to thank them, Stephen Reed has never met with officers since he's been elected. Never.
You know, I also work in a physician's office, and you know, it's amazing, even when I'm in my scrubs and I'm not at work, people say thank you. They look at you a little funny sometimes, but, you know, people say thank you, and that's great.
What type of physician's office do you work in?
General practitioner.
Okay. So y'all are pretty busy?
We're still seeing people, but I will say our patients have been so courteous because they are calling and saying, hey, this is what's going on. And we can kind of triage over the phone whether you need to go get tested or come in. But people are sick with other things.
Mm-hmm.
People need their medicines refilled. I mean, you know, life does go on.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's some normalcy that needs to continue. I think the governor's in a tight spot. I think, you know, there's one ear, she's got the people saying, don't shut it down. The other ear, people are saying, you need to shut it down. And, you know, I pray she makes the right decision. You know, I don't know the right decision. All I know is today, I've asked for what I need for today.
There you go.
So come see us.
Tammy, thank you very much, and thanks for sharing that with the audience.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. Can I fit Beverly in here? Mm-hmm. Beverly, you're named after one of my favorite old restaurants in Montgomery, Alabama.
I know. I used to love the Beverly.
Oh, man. I love that place. So my birthday, whoever had a birthday in the family, that's where we went.
I know.
It ended up with the worst breath. Absolutely. They put those onions on there. Man.
That was great. I know. I miss it. That shows our age, though, doesn't it?
Yep, it does. I'm 19 and you're 17.
Right, exactly. I'm your second time caller. You get a prize for being second time caller?
You get a big thank you for calling.
I know. Well, I've been listening to you talk. I'm driving through Millbrook right now, and I live in Montgomery, but I just went to the Walmart on Federal to get a prescription, and the line is to the back of the building outside. But I was there a few weeks ago. Well, I don't know when. I have no track of time, but I was there not too long ago, and I was standing in line, and the way they have the lines there, you're shoulder to shoulder with the line next to you. There were five people behind me in both lines, and it was so packed and so busy. I turned around to the people behind me. The girl behind me was, like, right up under me, and I turned around and said, people, we are not 6 feet apart, and they just laughed. And at that moment, you know, I thought, you know, where's the manager? If somebody would just come out there and say, you people, back up and keep your distance. Don't just get up under each other, which they were doing.
Yeah, so that's a problem with all this whole thing, is that what we're doing is you're trying to prevent a problem inside the store. We're making a problem outside the store.
Exactly. I know it.
And that's why I said, do a number. Go to your car. We'll hold up a sign that says, number serving number 17 here.
Right. Or just have somebody stand in the store and keep everybody distance, and don't put the lines open every other line, or do something to just. But nobody's in charge. It's just infuriating that they don't come out there and say we're going to distance you people.
Again, another question for the mayor is: how many grocers did you meet with before you pulled the trigger on this?
Yeah, because this is going to just make it worse, and everybody's panicked, and it's just lines everywhere now. So, but I was thinking that day something has got to be done. Walmart to me is like the epicenter of this problem, because everybody is in there all together, too close, and move over, you know. So you have, I mean, you got to do something. So there's a happy medium somewhere, but I'm like you, I don't want government involved.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, this is the greatest lesson of why you end up with some dictatorial, tyrannical leaders in government. Exactly what we're seeing right now. This is the beginning. And wait till you hear the governor of Illinois. This guy is full-tilt bozo.
Well, people need to pay attention and follow the rules, and that would help. Then the government would step in. But, you know, everybody goes nuts. Buys all the toilet paper.
Wait, so you're saying you sell my car full of toilet paper?
I don't know where it is, but it's not in the store.
My favorite photo was not a guy stocking up on toilet paper. It was a guy, all of his truck bed was full of, like, cheese puff balls. And it's like, what does he know that the rest of us don't?
He gets some inside information.
Hey, I saw a funny today. It said, what we're going to do is send out a bird, and when he comes back with a piece of toilet paper in his mouth, we'll know it's over.
There you go. I like that. I like that. 40 days and 40 nights.
It's a rainbow.
Yeah, right. Right.
Beverly, thank you so much, my dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Going to be back right after this.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let me read to you something that is the directive from the Alabama Department of Health. The question is, may businesses or venues not specifically listed for closure, which grocery stores were not, continue their normal operations? For example, are hardware stores or home improvement stores required to close to non-employees? What about veterinarian clinics, dry cleaners, car dealerships, which we have Dick Rubick on the line? Businesses or venues not specifically listed in the order for closure may continue their normal operation subject to the laws and regulation they must ordinarily follow, as well as the other parts of this order. In short, if a business or venue is not on the list, it is not closed. So he's interpreting that recommendation as 10.
Well, and then some stores, if they're bigger, they'll let 25 in, then Walmart, they might, let 50 people in.
Since we just mentioned automotive, let's talk to Dick Brubaker. I know he is all for this because he is certainly not a individual rights kind of person.
Well, legal authority they're depending on to place these kinds of restrictions on commerce. I mean, I'm perfectly willing to talk about whether or not it's a good idea for public health. But, I mean, where does it say in the code that the mayor has authority to shut down specific businesses while they allow others to operate?
Where's Julian McPhillips when you need him, you know? Come on, Julian, wake up and go get him.
Well, I mean, this is, Alabama. And yesterday I went into a grocery store. And people weren't, there was no out-of-the-way crowd there. People were pretty scattered out. I mean, there was no panic anymore. People were just doing normal shopping. But if I went to that same store today, you see a line wrapped around the building.
Yeah.
And they've got everybody all scared again. I tell you, when it gets hot,
I mean, sure enough, Alabama hot. You got people fist fighting in those lines.
Well, they need to do something better than what they're doing right now. This is just, nobody thought through this. It's just, I'm the chief executive, I'm going to do it. Nobody looked at cause and effect, the impact, and this is just a dumb decision.
Well, and, you know, I don't know whether it's, I mean, I'm not a doctor or disease control specialist, but here's the places that have had the most restrictions. Have they been successful at stopping the virus?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
What I can tell in Italy, they don't seem to be. They may have flattened the curve, but they let it get mighty high before it flattened out.
Yeah.
And I haven't read that new cases are declining. I mean, that the number of cases, the total number of people affected is going down yet. They seem to may have stopped the acceleration, but there's still, you know, new cases every day.
Yep.
Does anybody know in the U.S., has it been going on long enough for anybody to have data on whether these types of restrictions actually accomplish anything?
Yeah, I don't think there is. And it's going to be interesting because now what they're doing is they're kind of going back and looking at the people who died. Did they die of corona or did they die of a heart attack and they had corona?
Well, I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm on the other side from you, but let's face it. If you've got heart disease and you can't breathe and your heart rate doubles, you know, you're very likely to have a heart attack. And if you had you been able to breathe, you wouldn't have had it.
No, I hear you, but they are going back and figuring that some of these deaths that they put down did not die from corona.
And it's a
holy smoke!
It's a shame.
I just drove by the Renfro's.
Hmm. Oh yeah,
man! I tell you, think they were selling gold for a penny an ounce.
I know you're the Renfro's out by your house, right?
Out by East Chase, right?
Yeah, yeah. I went by the one on McGee Road and. The parking lot is packed.
And, you know, yesterday about this time, I was in that same store, and it was just a normal day.
Yep.
And what they have achieved is to re-panic everybody.
That's crazy.
That's all this is achieved.
What was the bank doing when you went by?
The bank?
Yeah, isn't there an ASC credit union there?
There is, but there's no, I didn't notice any big lines out front. I guess people are going through the drive-thru.
Yeah, you can't go into the lobby of a bank.
Right, I mean, people,